Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that the world's best idea? Well, it's certainly one of the very good ideas. And today is Ash Wednesday, which is, we've only got one more day this week that falls into the category of celebratory. So we still got the beginning of the Chinese New Year tomorrow. So we've had a lot of celebration in the last week. And you guys have called up to celebrate with me, to share with me. And all you have to do is 855-99-3756-9. And Donald has done just that. So, Donald, you get to be the leadoff batter today. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Joy. Nice to talk to you. I listen to your radio show a lot, and I've called you on occasion, so I have a problem now that I'm hoping you can help me either navigate or help me, I guess, through it.
Okay.
The problem is that I have my mother-in-law lives with us, and she's about 87 years old, and she's been with us for about 5 years, and she's not a pleasant person. And when we first had her move in with us, she was fine. But over time, she's gotten belligerent. She's gotten to the point where she tells people that, you know, when we have visitors to the home, she tells them that we're neglecting her, and she's going to call the authorities. And, you know, so it's getting to the point where there's a negative call in my house. And I'm at the point where I want her to leave. But I have a problem with my wife dealing with that. And also, I don't know where she would go.
Yeah, well, as you hear, it's not an uncommon issue. Has your mother-in-law been evaluated by a gerontologist anytime recently? Because you're talking about some symptoms that are treatable. Some are just inevitable of growing older. But the paranoia, the anger is sometimes a symptom of mental deterioration, which actually can be treated. And the treatments vary depending on what's actually triggering those responses. But as you point out, you've got a political issue. I mean, this is your wife's mom, and she's probably not going to be supportive of turning around. And the second issue is, where would she go? Is she mobile? Is she able to move around?
Yeah, she has a bad back, and she can get around with a cane and a walker. But to the point earlier about, you know, deterioration, I've known her since she's in her 40s. I'm married over 34 years. And she's always been this way.
Well, but it'll get more so. I mean, you're saying at the beginning that she was okay, that 5 years ago, that she was tolerable. So there has been a deterioration. She may have always been a little bit difficult to get along with, but you're saying that there's been a deterioration in the last 5 years. And again, you didn't actually answer my question. Has she been evaluated by a gerontologist anytime recently?
She was evaluated when she lived with my brother-in-law before, 5 years ago, and she was causing the same problems there. And he ended up throwing her out, and that's why she came to live with us. And he had her evaluated, and the doctor said there's nothing wrong with her. She was also thrown out of her daughter's house before that, from my sister-in-law's house, because she couldn't deal with her either.
So maybe it's time to try recircling, you know, recycling back. And maybe, how long was she with your brother-in-law?
For about 5 years.
And how long was she with your sister-in-law?
Well, they were together my sister-in-law's whole life. My sister-in-law never moved out of the house, but then my sister-in-law purchased a home, and my mother-in-law lived with her, and that lasted about 5 years, too.
Well, so maybe instead, so it sounds like she's got a 5-year half-life with all her children. And so maybe the thing to do is start the sort of recycling process, and instead of doing 5 years, maybe you do, like, 18 months, because first of all, she'll be in a new place, and she can, the first couple of months, she can complain about where she just was, and then, so maybe you get 9 to 12 months where there's some level of positive things going on. I would still say she needs to be evaluated. 5 years is a long time in anybody's life, but certainly in somebody who's elderly. Because the point is that if all of us live to 87, it's very likely we're going to exhibit some of the same symptoms, that we feel that nobody pays much attention to us. Our body is kind of turned on us. It doesn't function the way it used to. It doesn't look the way it used to. It hurts a lot. Things that we used to take for granted are now literally a pain. Our children seem to be treating us like we don't have good sense. We can't get around as easily. We can't see as well. We can't hear as well. Things don't taste as good. So, I mean, these are not the kind of characteristics that make most people go, you know, I'm just going to be just a sweetie pie today. I mean, I sort of view myself as being, you know, my whole life is sort of being focused on being a rotten little old lady on the subway and poking people with my umbrella. So, and I that's kind of tongue in cheek, but also an acknowledgement that most people, there seems to be this kind of bimodal peak with people that at some point, especially if they've been difficult, they kind of mellow out a little bit. And then as they get closer to the end of their life and all these other things happen that I just mentioned, they get nasty again. So, you know, I mean, I think it's something, and it's hard to deal with. In some ways, it's probably even more difficult to deal with somebody who's been really nice their whole life and all of a sudden turns into this kind of ogre. My experience has been almost everybody turns into the ogre. So the question is, how do we deal with it as people who are not at the ogre stage yet? And it seems to me one of the ways of dealing with it is just sort of remind ourselves that we're very likely going to be that stage at some point. And if nothing else, we want to serve as a role model for our children about how not to put people out on ice floes and send them off to the polar bears. So I do think she needs to be evaluated. It may be time to have a family conference and say, look, instead of having her 5 years at a place which seems to wear out her welcome, what if we tried 18 months? And for 18 months, or maybe even a year, then most people can tolerate almost anything on a calendar year, that there's something very manageable about it, of knowing that I only have to have Miss McGillicuddy, my geometry teacher who hates me for a year, means I don't like it, but I can tolerate it. Being a freshman, you know, okay, but next year I'll be a sophomore, you can tolerate it. Feeling like you have to work the night shift for a year. Yeah, but it won't go forever. So maybe that's one of the things to do. I do think I keep emphasizing she needs an evaluation. And it also... go ahead.
I'll talk to my wife. That's a good suggestion. The other suggestion you made about, you know, having you go to other children's homes, because she has four kids. She's burned her bridges there. They don't want her back.
If you go and say, look, what if we all got together and we'll subsidize, we'll have her being our foster mother. You can foster her for a year. Did she have a pet? You know, pets, I just saw this terrific documentary, I think I'm going to try and get him on the program. It's called Dogs on the Inside. And what happens is they take shelter animals, but specifically dogs, and they take them to prison inmates. And the inmates are evaluated so that they're not violent and they have some impulse control. And they basically foster them because they don't stay there, but the dog sleeps in the cell with the prisoner. And then they train them. They go through training together. And it's really interesting to watch how people who were depressed or angry or antisocial or in gangs, somehow the experience of just having a living thing that gives you unconditional love. And they've also done the same experiment. I just hadn't seen a documentary on it recently in elderly housing with the same results of just feeling like something loves you. And especially the scenario I described to you of feeling like you have no privacy, that, I mean, your mother-in-law may be old and cranky, but she's not stupid. And she understands that nobody really wants her at this moment. And that doesn't feel very good to human beings. So, you know, I would see about talking with some of your in-laws in terms of brothers and sisters are saying, look, how about if you took her for a year? Let's get her evaluated. Maybe seeing a pet might help you as well. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and chat a bit more about this because it's not going to go away, right? And I'm not either. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. We're talking with Donald, who's got a problem that's not unknown to an awful lot of people, in that he has an elderly mother-in-law living with him who's gotten kind of cranky. She's been there for 5 years, and there seems to be more of a problem than there used to be. And I'm saying, well, you know, that you can't, you've got a political issue as well as everything else, in that this is your wife's mother. And so even though it might occur to you to sort of say, okay, we're done here, you're it's very likely not going to be very viable. So I think what you need to do is figure out a way that that she can be dealt with in a way that doesn't completely ruin your marriage or and allows her to kind of function. And that may be, as much as anything else, just sort of talking with the other members of the family and saying, look, instead of doing this for 5 years, what if we did it a year at a time? And I did want to give you a chance to sort of go ahead and chat about it as well.
I'll talk to my wife about that. I there's some talent there because my mother-in-law doesn't talk to my brother-in-law's wife. Refuses. She don't even go to their daughter's wedding or their son's wedding because the daughter-in-law is going to be there. So that's going to be a challenge right there to have her go back to their home.
Well, that may all right. So that one may not be as feasible, but I mean, have you said to your mother-in-law, look, this is getting difficult. You're not happy here. What can we do to make you happy? Where would you like to go? And she may pull the, that's all right, I'm going to die soon. Don't worry about me kind of crap. Right? I've been there. Yeah. But you can say, listen, we're not going to put you out on an ice floe. But it would really be helpful for you to tell us what would make some sense. Would you like to be in senior housing? Would you like to spend? I mean, does she have money? Does she have any money?
No, she gets Social Security. I mean, she gets a sizable amount of Social Security. But I've already investigated some of the assisted living facilities, and they have way overpriced. And unfortunately, none of my brothers or sister-in-law will chip in to.
Well, if it's a matter of them sort of having either her living with you or living with them or chipping in, they may be a little more willing to chip in than you thought.
That's true.
I mean, and I think you're thinking about this wrong, okay? I think you're thinking, gee, you know, how do we get rid of her? That's not the way to think about it. The thing about it is she's going to be a shared responsibility. Are your parents still alive?
No,
they've gone. Okay, but understand, this could just as easily be you dealing with your mom and your wife sort of saying, I can't deal with this anymore. So I think the idea of getting rid of her is not going to work. The idea of, okay, she's probably going to live, let's assume she's going to live another 10 years, okay?
Uh-huh.
For no particular reason, we're just picking arbitrarily 10. How, and I would say this to her as well, you got another 10 years here, we want you to be as healthy and happy as possible. Tell us what you'd like to do. And if she pulls that crap of, well, you know, I'm going to die, so you just put me on an ice floe and you all hate me, and say, okay, you can act like a four-year-old, but when, and your wife may be better at this than you are, saying, Mom, when I pulled this when I was 4 years old, you wouldn't let me get away with it. You may be old, you're not stupid, so help us figure out what you'd like to do here. And then think about it, and it may be that a year at a time may work better. It may be that if you said to the other three siblings, here's the deal, baby cake. We got to deal with Mom, so we're willing to take on the responsibility. We need $100 a month from y'all, which is $300, which means you guys can go out on the town every once in a while, which may relieve this. You may get some, you get a high school kid in to read to Mom. You may get a shelter animal to come in to deal with Mom. You may get Mom into some senior daycare situations where she has some other people to play with. But from her point of view, she's feeling everybody hates me. There's no particular reason for me to be nice. I hurt. And, you know, my friends have died. There's nothing for me to do. And that's not going to make her very easy to get along with. So I think just the very act of saying, tell us how we can make this better for you. And here's some things we've thought about. But hitting up the other relatives, and there's nothing. I mean, look, at this moment, let's be honest, Donald. If your sister-in-law called you up and said, Donald, you send me $100 a month for the next year, I'll take Sadie off your hands. You would so sign up for that. You'd say, let me give you 150 if you'll keep her for the other 6 months. So, and they will as well. So instead of sort of figuring out, okay, we've done our work, you know, our work, somebody else's turn, figure out how to negotiate this and negotiate it with her, because the more she's involved, the more compliant she's going to be.
Okay. You know, you've given me quite a bit to think of and to contemplate. And,
good.
And I'm going to listen to your podcast. When, I don't know if it's available when I get home, but I'm going to have my wife listen to it as well.
Yeah, it should be available in about, I don't know, I think, what, Manny, about an hour from now?
Yeah, okay, I should come by then.
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah, so
it's about 10 minutes after the hour is
finished. Okay.
God, Manny, you're so good at this.
But what I'll do is I'll have my wife listen to it as well, and we'll spark a conversation between us.
Great. Well, and yeah, and I think that, again, reminding yourself of a couple of realities is that what her situation is does not encourage people to be nice. Now, you'd think it would. I mean, on some level, you and I think, well, gee, if somebody's putting me up for 5 years and, you know, I should be nice to them. But that isn't how it feels. What it feels is, I know they hate me. They, you know, they'd put a pillow over my head in the middle of the night if they could get away with it. Everybody hates me. And that, you know, that what that does is makes us incredibly cranky. And that's what she is. So sort of tune into that and figure out, and sitting down with her, let me just tell you a quick story because maybe this will help. Hoping my mother is not listening to me in Denver because I'm carried on that station. Yay, Denver, thank you. Is at one point, my mother was here with me, and she tripped. And she turned to me, and you know, I caught her, and she tripped, and she said, "You pushed me." And I said, "No, I didn't." And she said, "Yeah, you did." I said, "Mom, if I were going to push you, I'd push you under a bus." And that stopped the conversation cold because what she was embarrassed that she'd had, you know, that she had just not been very sure-footed. And you know, she thinks of herself, as all of us do, as, you know, at least 100 years younger than we are and sure-footed in how we were at our peak. And so she was embarrassed. And instead of saying, "Oh, my gosh, you know, I'm getting older. I can't believe I tripped." And she instantly went to the blame mode. And there's a part of me that thinks, you know, just my first thought was, "What are you talking about? I wasn't anywhere near you." And so my first thought was to get defensive. My second thought was, how can you accuse me? Hey, I'm this wonderful daughter. I take you all these places. I do all these wonderful things for you. And you're attacking me. And my third was, those two aren't going to work. So why don't I try the third, which is, "Mom, I didn't push you, because if I'd pushed you, you'd be under a bus by now." Worked beautifully. So just dealing with your mother-in-law as if she was a sentient human being may help as well. All right, if not, call me back. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I mentioned earlier, it is Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of Lent. And I actually heard somebody when I was working out this morning say, I'm really going to try it this year. I'm really going to give up chocolate. I thought, yeah, I think me, I'm going to, too. Well, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was actually published in New York in 1885. Hmm. So there you go. They actually, remember there was a discussion on Saturday Night Live about the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Hmm.
And one of the characters whose name has now become societally unacceptable. The first official flight with airmail takes place from Allahabad, United Provinces, British India, which is now India, when a 23-year-old pilot delivered 6,500 letters to Naini, 10 kilometers away, 6 miles away, 1911.
Wow.
That was just right after the Wright brothers.
Yeah.
So he decided. So the first the first airmail was in India. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
There you go. Pedro Lescarain became president of Mexico for 45 minutes. Do we know what happened after that?
Did not say.
There was no. Was he sort of shot down or something? Do we know?
No,
I mean, they should tell us what happens. He served as the 34th president of Mexico for less than 1 hour, the shortest presidency. He had earlier served in Mexico's foreign ministry for two terms, but doesn't say why. He just decided he didn't like the job.
Yeah, he got sat there for 45 minutes and said, I don't want to do this.
This doesn't work for me. You know, it's not on my resume. I don't care.
It's not my thing.
Right, here's what happened. On the 19th of February, 1913, General Victoriano Huerta overthrew President Madero Lascarain, who was one of the people who convinced Madero to resign the presidency while he was being held prisoner. Well, that'll do it every time for you.
Yeah.
There you go. So he was president for 45 minutes. They had a military junta. And he decided that he didn't care all that much. It was on his resume. You know, his wife could be the first lady for 45 minutes, and he was done.
Wow. Well, at least he could just say that he was president of Mexico for
45 minutes.
45 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
He can say that he did it.
Yeah, right. And then he got convinced to do otherwise.
Damn.
Nothing like being in prison. Okay, I don't think I need to be president anymore. Elm Farm Ollie became the first cow to fly in a fixed-wing aircraft, and also the first cow to be milked in an aircraft. She's also probably the first cow to poop in an aircraft and to throw up in an aircraft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just sort of, okay, I'm a cow. I'm just chewing my cud. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, life is good. Okay, they're moving me. Well, this is kind of an odd barn. This barn is moving.
We're going up.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to resign being a cow.
After 45 minutes.
Yeah. You know, where's my cud? And get your hands off my udders. I don't know. I don't think I would be very happy if I were a cow. You know, the first cow. Scientology was established in L.A. in 1954. Incidentally, in case you were worrying about L.A., it was in 1930. I think PETA would probably not allow Ollie to be... it's interesting. You think it should be Elm Farm Ellie, not Ollie, since it was milked. To my knowledge, male cows can't be milked. Although maybe Ollie had a vision there of, you know, maybe a sex change operation at 3,000 feet. I mean, can you imagine doing that to a cow? I mean, why would you do that?
Yeah, I know.
Except maybe they needed to get her. No, there's no excuse for that. I'm not even going to hypothesize. I mean, you just see some guy sort of sitting around, and he's got a crop duster, right? You know it has to be a crop duster. He's thinking, you know, business is down. You know, I need the public. People need to know that I'm around. And somebody, and the cow comes over, and he says, you know what? I have an idea here. Let's call the newspapers. Did they have phones? They didn't have phones. Let's let somebody know we're going to milk a cow in a plane, and I can dust their crops for them. I mean, yeah, if I were the cow, I would be like Donald's mother-in-law at that moment. Move away from my udders. Leave me alone. I don't want to play anymore. I mean, that's
yeah.
PETA wouldn't allow that. I'm with PETA on this one. The Chicago 7 in 1970 are found not guilty of conspiring to incite riots at the 1968 Democratic Convention. California Supreme Court on the People versus Anderson invalidates the state's death penalty and commutes the sentences of all death row inmates to life imprisonment in 72.
Hmm.
So that's 43 years ago.
Yeah.
So California is often ahead of the curve on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Snow falls in the Sahara Desert in 1979, the only time in recorded history. That's not global warming, folks. And in 2001, Robert Hansen is arrested for spying for the Soviet Union and sentenced to life imprisonment. I actually knew that because I'd been to the Spy Museum in D.C. If you ever get a chance to do that, it's worth doing. This is a story that I already knew about because when I was in medical school, the medical school was right by the dental school. dental students volunteer to give homeless top quality care. That's always been true, as far as I know. And we had homeless people at the clinic as well. That's how dental students and medical students quite often learn in clinics, is with homeless people. So, I mean, I think it's a great idea, and it's one of those win-win situations. And it was also, for both dental and medical school, an opportunity to see things that you would never see, because most people don't deal with that bereft of population. And so it's a great learning experience, as well as benefiting the people who wouldn't ordinarily have access, especially to dental care. It turns out that Pithecanthropus died of a toothache. Bad dental care is very dangerous, because obviously your teeth are in your head, and anything that gets anywhere near your brain in terms of infection can be literally disastrous. So, There we go. U.S. teens are sleeping less than their peers did 20 years ago because they're all checking their cell phones.
Yeah.
Michigan mom. Now, here's a way to think about, making a little extra money. Michigan mom selling breast milk online to bodybuilders. But breast milk has always been La Leche has always supported selling, or not necessarily selling, but donating breast milk to moms who couldn't lactate. So,
okay.
There you go. Good news. It looks like treatment of Alzheimer's is a step closer, although hard to know what that actually means. Discover an inhibitor molecule. So this is good. I mean, because more and more of us are going to get to the point of kind of losing mental faculties, and the idea that we could sort of, I mean, I worry much more about losing my marbles than I do about losing my agility. I mean, I just as soon stay healthy and able to move and able to sort things through as much as possible. But man, if I had to choose between one or the other, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you choose to keep your brain intact?
Yeah, definitely.
Although there does seem to be this interesting phenomenon that at the beginning of Alzheimer's, there's a great deal of anxiety and anger and unhappiness. And then there, I guess, as deterioration begins, that there tends to be less awareness, so more comfort. But still. And we've got somebody who wants to have the first baby on Mars. This seems to be sort of like the first cow in the airplane, but maybe not exactly the same. I don't know. This maybe not exactly the same, but it still seems to me the kid has not a whole lot of choice about this. Well, oh, honey, don't worry about the floating. It's just that you're on Mars. Move away from my udder. No. Okay, Lent is the approach of Easter. The first of the 40 days of Lent, 6 weeks period, not including Sundays. So, see, it's 6 weeks. Six times seven is 42. So, but you have to subtract all the Sundays.
So, Sundays you get a freebie.
Apparently so. That, I mentioned that yesterday, that when you give things up for Lent, Sundays are usually Ali Ali home free. Although, if you're going to do it, supposedly today is dedicated to reflection, prayer, and fasting. Do you know anybody who fasts? Well, I guess the whole idea, but it ends on Holy Thursday, the fifth Friday of Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then you've got, so that's 3 days. And so basically 6 weeks would be 42 days. So it's actually slightly less than 40 days.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're going to do this. In addition, certain rules about foods and fasting, abstain from additional foods, luxury or material goods, or certain activities and habits. One year I asked, all right, what are you giving up for Lent? And they said Lent. So that's not terribly helpful. The burning of the palms on Palm Sunday occurred just before Easter and was applied during services. So the ashes are typically mixed with holy water or oil, and this signifies the beginning of Easter. Okay, penance, mourning, and mortality. All right, so now you know all about Ash Wednesday, and I'll tell you what happens to your brain when you give up chocolate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. We've got about seven or eight minutes left in the segment. We've got another couple of hours to go. So if you're in a rush, you can call me right now, 855-99-37569. If you want to be a little more relaxed about it, you can call at the beginning of next hour because be a little... You know, a little more relaxed, you have a little more time. Although, you know, I'll hold you over if I give you as much time as you possibly can, unless you call in the dreaded last 3 minutes. That we're going to call that the Ollie and the Plane syndrome. I don't know, for some reason the mental image of that one just sort of both tickles and appalls me simultaneously. All right, for those of you who are going to do a giving up, well, you can give up sweets. Mine's giving up chocolate, although it may make sense to give up sweets, but I'm probably that gets really restrictive. Because if I give up all sweets, you know, I just feel so sorry for myself. It just doesn't last. So I need to, but I think I can give up chocolate. I think we're going to try doing that. And then somebody will sort of offer me a brownie. And what I've learned to do is just put it in the freezer. So that'll be okay. So I don't feel so deprived. I just mean it's temporarily. It's just delayed gratification.
You know what's going to happen, too? You're going to give up. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to give up chocolate. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to start seeing, like, double the amount of commercials and billboards and just signs. And you're going to see, like, three times as many people eating chocolate as you normally would.
You're not being supportive. This is not supportive.
It's going to happen that way.
But you know what? Once I'm resolved, it takes me a little while to get to actually the point. But once I sort of decide, okay, this is what we're going to do, then I do it. So I can be pretty disciplined. I'm going to try and do it. And I'm going to also try and...
I don't doubt you.
You know, don't doubt me.
I don't doubt
you. You're just saying
you.
There's going to be more temptation.
Yeah.
Move away from the others.
That's
okay,
just
fair
how it
enough.
Always works.
That's true. And once you sort of... It's like saying, don't think about pink elephants. Okay, what is everybody thinking about at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So there's this whole fancy explanation about our mesolimbic system, which I'm not going to take you through because you don't care. If you cared, you'd be a neurologist, and we would have met in medical school, so don't worry about that. It turns out that in terms of our evolution, that most human beings that are alive today prefer sweet over sour or bitter. Because if you're wandering around, do-do-do-do-do, no cows in this one, and you see a bush with some berries on it, and you try one of the berries, if it's sweet, that's groovy, and you're going to probably eat it. If it's sour, it probably means, oops, not ripe, going to give me tummy problems. And if it's bitter, it's very likely poison, so you're going to spit it out, right? Because bitter doesn't taste very good. So sweet is evolutionarily helpful. It also gives us sweetening sugar. And for most of our relatives, they were worried a lot about famine, you know, about starving to death. So the idea of something being tasty and edible and giving them a lot of energy was really cool. Fast forward to 2015. The estimate is that the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. Just think about it, 22 teaspoons,
yikes,
which is about 350 calories, which is why we're obese. Because we want convenience, we want it quick. And most processed food has sugar for flavor or as a preservative or sometimes both. So we're eating.
I was just going to say, sugar is everywhere, too.
It is. If you look, even at things that you think don't have sugar in them, they do. Okay. And sugar, for example, I was in a bunch of years ago, I was doing some work with Children International, and I was in Dominican Republic. And sugar is referred to as the poor man's heroin in Dominican Republic. I probably everywhere. It was just the first time I'd heard that term was there. And much like nicotine or cocaine or heroin, they basically hijack the brain's reward pathway and sort of make, in a neurological sense and biochemical sense, make you dependent, increasing neurochemical and behavioral evidence that sugar is addictive too. And so, all right, so let's say you've decided no sugar during Lent. It can feel a little bit like detox. And which means that you're eating carbs, which break down into sugar to compensate for the lack of sugar. All right, so if we're looking at being addicted to anything, but certainly to sugar, you're talking about binging, withdrawal, craving, and cross-sensitization, the idea that one addictive substance predisposes someone to become addicted to other. You hear people say, well, marijuana's just the first step, and then it's heroin, which is not necessarily true, but people tend to believe that a little bit. Unfortunately, you can see the same behavior, the binging, the withdrawal, the craving, and the cross-sensitization. How many times have you said, I'm only going to eat one chocolate, and all of a sudden you've eaten more than one chocolate, right? If you deprive them of food for 12 hours and then give them 12 hours of access to a sugary solution, Guess what will happen? After a month of following this pattern every day, rats display behavior similar to those on drugs of abuse. They'll binge on the sugar solution in a short period of time, much more than their regular chow. It also shows signs of anxiety and depression during the food deprivation period.
You've moved my sugar.
Many sugar-treated rats who are later exposed to drugs like cocaine and opiates demonstrate dependent-like behaviors for the drugs compared to rats who did not consume sugar beforehand. Like drugs, you know, if you've ever been to an AA meeting, guys are, first of all, smoking and putting huge amounts of sugar into their coffee. Now, if you think about it, those are three addictive substances, nicotine, caffeine, and sugar,
yeah.
Which certainly, as we talked about yesterday, are less destructive in the long run to relationships and to body parts and to oneself than alcohol. But still, sugar spikes dopamine. Over the long term, regular sugar consumption actually can change gene expression and availability of dopamine receptors. Sugar increases the concentration of a type of receptors, but decreases another. So regular sugar consumption inhibits the action of the dopamine transporter, which pumps dopamine out of the synapse and back into the neuron firing. So you can see repeated access to sugar leads to prolonged signaling, greater excitation of the brain's reward pathways, and the need for even more sugar to activate all those midbrain dopamine receptors like before. So in order to get the same high, you have to take more sugar. So sugar withdrawal can be a real phenomenon. All right, so what do you do with withdrawal? Well, part of it, drinking a lot of water really does help because drinking water will flush out your system. So you can, and exercise really for the same reason speeds up your heart. So you're going to take the same response and narrow it down over a shorter period of time. Sort of, I think also doing things that you like doing. So you're rewarding yourself with other kinds of behavior other than eating or sugar. And rats presumably are a little less able to sort of sort through some of these issues than human beings. So I'm not sure that we really need to use the rat model as the sort of final word. But basically, decide that this is something that you really want to do. And for me, one of the reasons to do it is just the sense of doing something difficult. But it also, you know, lose a little weight. And if nothing else, detox your body. And in the bottom line, I know this sounds like a true user, and when you go back to sugar or chocolate, a little will go a very long way. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.